Hey everybody, it's Yayuzo, and since Takata is going out of town, I did send him the rant, and I guess I'll go ahead and do a quick episode of, I'm not sure what I'm gonna call this segment yet, but we'll just roll with it. As you can hear from the intro music, we are going to talk about Contra today. Contra was the first, I guess you want to call it, platform shooter or run and gun or whatever you would like to call it, that I ever played since I was a child. Now, of course, the first one I played was the one on the original Nintendo Entertainment System. It was awesome. Me and my brothers, we used to play it all the time, trying to beat it. I can't actually remember if we knew the Konami code at that time, but all I know is I, it was we could, I could never beat it with the two man. I would probably, the farthest I would usually get was maybe the third stage, which was the waterfall stage, at if that. I've never been able to clear it without actually using the Konami code, which was later on in life. Then of course there was Super C, Super Contra. They dropped the Contra because of the whole thing that was going on at the time. Pretty much, it was just pretty much it was a follow-up. The graphics were a little better, if I guess you'd call it a little better by Nintendo standards as far as what you can get out the machine at the time. But it was a good game. It was fun. I prefer Super C over the original. I don't know why. The fire, the fire gun was better on there. I don't know, it just felt, it was, I don't know if it was more difficult than the original. I think the original was actually more difficult than the Super C was, but I mean, it was still a fun game. It kept the tradition of the Contra thing going. Now let's talk about the black sheep of the family, which I think this is was Konami getting a little bit greedy, but it's just me. They may not have been, I don't know what they were thinking, but when they came up with Operation Contra, which went by another name, I forgot what the original name was. Pretty much, it was a game that was going to get scrapped, but Konami was like, "Hey, hold on, time out. Let's get this game. Let's slap the Contra logo on there." The game had absolutely nothing to do with Contra. Like, if you play Contra, I mean, it was kind of, when you got to the waterfall level on the first Contra, when you got to the top and you saw that alien on top of the base, and you was like, "Oh, holy shit, this game was about aliens." Because remember, the graphics really didn't display when you were playing the game, aliens. Like, I thought eventually the aliens were going to come in, but I didn't realize the whole time we were actually killing aliens. I thought they were just maybe, guys or whatever. I don't know, it was weird at the time, but when you saw that shit, you was like, "Holy shit, yeah!" Even though the cover art showed you killing aliens, but then and then when you got to the end of the game, though, it really showed the aliens. You know what I mean? You fought the, it was a Red Baron or whatever, the Baron dude's name, and then the hard spiders, the things throwing the things out that follow you around, and it was like, then the aliens run across the screen, and I was like, "Yeah, that's what I'm talking about." Then that the Operation C, or not Operation C, it wasn't even Operation C, was one for the Game Boy. What was that crap called? Contra. If you know what I'm talking about, if you look it up, I'm trying to think. I can't think of the name off the top of my head. I played it. That's how unmemorable it was. I played it. I couldn't get past the first stage. I put the game down and I was like, "This has nothing to do with Contra whatsoever." And then that's when I went online and found out that it had nothing to do with Contra. And you'll see what I'm talking about. Just, you can Google it or whatever. You know exactly what I'm talking about. If I think of the name, I'll try to say it later on during what I'm talking about. But I can't think of it off the top of my head. But it was on the NES and it came after Super C. Now, the next Contra that I played was Operation C for the Game Boy, which was, it was fun. I was surprised at how good it was for being, a Contra game on the Game Boy. It felt like all the rest of them. The only issue I had, and I'm the only one that had this issue, was the jumping on there seemed I don't know, like gravity was against you. It felt like you didn't have the hang time and the jump ability you had in the NES, versions of the game. It just felt like in this one, you just didn't seem to get that, you know what I mean? That horizontal leap. Like you got the vertical, you also got the horizontal. And it just seemed like when you were jumping over gaps, like you just barely made it. And I don't know, it wasn't bad, except for on the waterfall stage when I got to this one part. I swear I had like maybe 5 minutes at this point when I'm at this level, and this is this one little gap that you got to jump. I think I died like 4 or 5 times trying to get over this one gap because I just couldn't time it right. It just felt like I was like, I should clear this easily. So I would get to a point where I thought, okay, if I move any closer, I might fall off the, you know what I mean? I would jump miss. I would try to run and jump, like, let me get some speed going, miss. And I was like, damn, what am I? And I ended up beating it. Like I said, it was good. The music was great for it, for, like I said, for Game Boy, and it was really fun. Then after that was Contra 3 for the Super Nintendo. One of my favorites. If not, I think I has to be actually compared to that and Hard Corps, which I'll get to later, that might be has to be on the top three Contras I love. It's Contra 3. That Contra put the difficulty level up your ass when you put it on hard. I mean, it was brutal. And even when you can go to the options and add the extra lives in there and stuff, there was no codes. There was nothing. You had to go through with just your skill. And I do remember the day we finally beat it. It was me and my brother, Staccata. Call him Staccata for the sake of the show. We beat it. Me and him finally beat it. I don't know. This is weird. Have you ever had just one of those days where everything just seems to be going wrong, right? And it could be for any video game you're playing. And then you stop playing it and you're like, fuck it, I can't beat it. And then all of a sudden, the stars align, the moon crosses over the sun, and you get the perfect little eclipse. And all of a sudden, your gaming magic kicks in your fingers. And all of a sudden, you beat the game that you could never beat before. That's what happened to us. We finally beat Contra 3. It was so satisfying because that game was so hard. You know what I mean? It was relentless. And then when we beat the brain and we was like, yeah, we got it. We thought we had the ending. And that has to be one of my favorite Contra moments ever. Like, I don't think anybody saw that coming, was when you destroyed the brain, then it opened up its eyes, and instead of exploding like it did if you put it on easy or normal, this machine came on and got itself on top of it, and it starts climbing up the walls, and you have to one more fight, just one more fight. And man, it was awesome. That was probably the, I'm telling you, like, if not, it was one of the best, if not one of the best Contra moments that I've ever experienced in any of the Contras that I've played. Now, I'm not gonna be able to go through all the Contras because I haven't played them all, but I'm just talking about the ones I have been able to play. Contra 3, like I said, memorable. If you haven't played Contra 3, get an emulator. If you have an SNES, buy it. It's well worth the money. Let's see. Next up was, what was the next Contra I played after Contra 3? It had to be Contra Hard Corps would be the next one I played after Contra 3. Contra Hard Corps was for the Genesis. And this one was more of a branched out storyline, like you choose your own path type thing. So it wasn't, a straightforward game like the other Contras. You had to, make your decisions. Based off decisions, you would get a different ending. The Contra Hard Corps was a very, like I said, very, very excellent game. Now, on the difference between the Japanese and the US, which is very weird that they did this, because usually the Japanese end up getting a harder, versions of the game, but for some reason, the Japanese version, you got three, let's say a life bar with three shots. You get hit three times, then you'll die. So if you had 3 men, it's like saying, it's like, this equal it out, it's like 9. You get 3 shots per life. For some reason, when they decided to, bring it over to the States, they decided they were going to omit that and just give you the one life Contra. And I think they did that for the sake of it still feeling like a Contra game. Like every other Contra, you only got one life. So let's make it like that. Except for the game was just hard. as in of itself. Let's see. Oh, let me see. Let's see. What else was that? Now that game, I used to always not. If you wanna challenge in that game, don't use the robot. I forgot what it was like. What was the name? Brownie or something like that. Don't use the robot, because the robot got the double jump. It has some very nice weapons too. The robot does. I think the robot had the best weapon set on there. If you would like a classic Contra run through there, you can use anybody else. The wolf, the girl, and the guy. They all have the regular jumps and stuff. But if you just like, if you want to pick the cheap character, the robot character was a cheap one on there. Again, another great series. Great game. Great music. The Contra music. I think all the Contras have had great musics. And I don't know, sometimes, like, when I play Contra, like, especially when we get to Contra porn stuff, I just kind of feel like I wish they would come with more of their original music instead of recycling the same songs over and over. But I don't know why they do that, but I mean, they're good songs, don't get me wrong, but I just feel like, you know, Konami, come on, you guys make great music. You can do this. The next Contra you come out with, please, please have original music throughout all of it, because I think it'll work for you. Let's see, after Contra Hard Corps, let's see, what's the next Contra I played after that? Oh, Shattered Soldier. Oh, man. Let me see. I have mixed feelings about this game. In Shattered Soldier, they got rid of the power-up system as far as you shooting, you know, the little balloons or whatever that came across the screen, and you gaining the spread gun and laser gun. They gave you the standard three guns. You had the machine gun. You had this, I don't know, weird kind of gun that went up walls and stuff. And I've got the third gun, flame gun. I think it was a flame gun or some crap, but you got three guns. And it had this stupid ranking system. Like, I don't know what they did. I don't know why they did that. I don't know why they put the ranking system in there, but it had a set number of enemies on each stage, and depending on how many times you died, how many enemies you killed, you get a rank. Based off the rank, you get farther in the game. The lower the rank, the game will cut off at a certain point, which again I didn't like, because I felt like, just go with the old formula. Let us get the full game. You know, with kids aren't that great at games, you know what I mean? If you got a 4 or 5 year old playing this game and they're just getting by, they're not even gonna be able to play the full game because they're not getting like the S rank and A rank and all this other stuff. So I never beat that game. But it was a fun game, but we just never beat it because it just, the whole ranking thing just ruined it for me. And if you wanted to add a rank thing to it, fine. Make the ranking unlock certain things, like maybe artwork or music, or maybe, I don't know, something else other than it having to help you proceed through the game. I didn't like it. It ruined the game for me. And then I know there were other ones, like, I know there was ones for the PlayStation I never actually played. And, see, after that, it was a dry spell for me playing any Contra games. And then I got the DS. Then the great announcement for Contra 4. Man, this game. Oh, man. Oh, this game did it for me. Awesome. It went back. It said, we're going to take the Contra that people loved. We're going to just revamp the graphics. And we're going I don't know if you ever had that nostalgic feeling when you play a new version of an old game, when they do a remake or something. And then when the helicopter came down, and then, you know, dude came down, and then they start playing the original jungle theme music, I was like, oh, that was it. That was it. And then they weren't playing with the hard mode. And I'm gonna be honest, this is my story of hard mode. I'm sitting on dialysis, right? I'm like, okay, let me run through this sucker on hard mode. Let's see how bad it is. So the rock version of the jungle music comes. I come down. I'm running. I get killed by the first dude that comes on the screen. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, the bullet was flying across the screen. I was like, Jesus, what the hell? So I'm like, all right. So I think I didn't get past the first stage before I lost all my continues. Amazing. Like, that is how hard that get. It took me a month before I was able to finally. And it was just another one of those weird things. I was at dialysis and the stars were aligned. And I was in the zone and I was playing and I finally made it to the final dude. I was out of continues. I was down to my last, like, I think I was the last four men. And I have my little guns powered up and I'm fighting and I'm finally beating. I was so happy. You know, Contras don't have the best endings as far as like a, if you were compared to like a Final Fantasy or a, or anything else like an RPG or any of even certain type of shooters like, I don't know, Resistance and all them. They don't have like this cinematic great ending like Halo or whatever. It's just, they just have simple endings, but the fact that the game is so, like, they don't hold your hand through the game like other games where, even Resistance and games like that, where you die, you start back at the spawning point. You die, you start back at the spawning point. You know, you can keep dying, keep starting at the spawning point. But in Contra, you lost all your men and you lost all your continues. That was it. Your ass had to start from the very beginning. There was no save point at the last level and start all over again. And that was even a pain when you think about it. Because if you lost all your men, you had to start from the continue. You know, at Contra, they start you from the beginning of the level. You see what I mean? So you start to go through all the level again to get back to the boss. So continuing still wasn't even all that great, except for it saved you the trouble of going through the whole game. But once you ran out of continues, that was it for that. And then, all Contra 4 also did have challenge mode, which I did enjoy. I had great fun with that. And then another thing I loved about Contra 4 is when, if you after you beat certain challenges, the amount of challenges you unlock, like the older Contra games and stuff, which again, great thing to add. That's content. That Contra 4, I think, is my number one Contra game, for the simple fact of it had tons of content. Sorry about that, everyone. The silly computer decided it went to crash again. So yet again, it may sound like the volume is off again. So I guess y'all know what my next rant is going to be about again. The HP computers again. But I'm not gonna do that now. Again. No, that doesn't make sense anyways. So okay, get back to it. It's like I was saying, the content on Contra 4, it was great. Everything about the game was great. It was a great throwback to the good old Contra days before all the other craziness of Contras that was being released. And I noticed that all the, you know, reiterations of Contra, like the Rebirth, which I haven't played that one yet. And even just the Hard Corps, which is not even really a Contra game. Yes, Contra game. Okay, it's just because you didn't put Contra in it. Oh, I can't believe I tried to get away with that one. So, anyways, there is a new Contra coming out. I haven't seen anything about it yet. They just, I'm hoping, like I said, I hope for original music. I'm hoping for, you know, the strange, same great gameplay. I'm hoping for that high difficulty level. And, you know, Contra games have never been, you know, long and drug out and feel like, gosh, when is this game going to end? Contra's always felt satisfying. Like, it was, it's there, like, it's all the games were just long enough where you was like, I got my money's worth for buying a Contra game. Because you could never really beat the Contra game the first time you played through. I've never beat any Contra game in my life on my first run through. Ever. Any of them on my first run through. Because it's, you know, it's conscious of things we have to remember where certain boss patterns, and you have to. Now, if you play it on easy, you might be able to skate by on your first playthrough. But me, you know, I'm putting that stuff on hard if I can. And unless the game's already hard as is, and you know, you're getting your ass handed to you in any other Contra game, anyways. But like I said, Contra is a great series. My personal favorite, like I said, you know, call it action platformer, run and gun, is my number one series in that genre. If you've never played Contra, which I don't know if you haven't, and I don't understand why you haven't, you have to give it a try. Start off with, you know, start off with the first one. Work your way up, play all of them, and hit us up on Boom, hit us up at the Boom Podcast. Send us your, emails, your Twitters and stuff. Let us know what you think about the Contra series as a whole. Do you like it? Do you not like it? Say hit us up on BattleClubGaming.com. Yaizzle, Sakata, Almighty Ya at Twitter, and just let us know. Let us know if you like them. Let us know how you feel about the series. Let us know your thoughts about it as far as how nostalgic is it for you. What are you expecting from the new Contra? Do you expect them to keep the tradition going like they've been doing with the recent Contra series? Or do you expect them to kind of do something different like they were doing with like the Shattered Soldier and certain other ones that I haven't played? But like I said, I'm doing this new series just to kind of talk about, the games I used to play, the series I've played, and how I play them still to this day, even the older versions of them. I was gonna do a Final Fantasy, but remember here I did a whole Boom Podcast thing about that. But I might do a shorter episode. Maybe I'll focus on the Final Fantasies that I've enjoyed to actually playing, and not the whole, like, was it 13, 13, 2, 14, well, 15 or 16 games in the series, including the spin-offs and the ones with DS and all them. We'll just talk about the ones that I've played and I've actually enjoyed. But that'll be a little bit down the road, depending on how well the series go with the fans. But I do think the next one I am going to do may be Metroid. Fantastic game. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Again, let us know what you think about the Contra series. I'll see you all guys next time on whatever I decide to name this little segment. I'll kick it with Staccato, see if you can come up with a goofy name or something. And I'll see you all guys next time when we talk about Metroid and the mystery of the female hero. Good day, everybody.